This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 4/8/22. The name of the patient is Teresa Rodriguez. Teresa is spelt... Hold on one second. Let me make sure it's spelled properly. T-E-R-E-S-A, Teresa Rodriguez. And Rodriguez is R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, Carter Care Associates letterhead file, EST space, Rodriguez space T. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination 4/8/22. Referring physician, Erica, E-R-I-K-A, Tievsky, T-I-E-V-S-K-Y-D-O. Performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication. 59-year-old female with history of hypertension, complaint of palpitations, and abnormal ECG. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm, poor R-wave progression. Consider anti-susceptible MI of indeterminate age. Baseline blood pressure, 120 over 80, parentheses, amlodipine 5 milligrams, close parentheses, period, baseline heart rate, 98 beats per minute, parentheses, standing, 100 beats per minute, close parentheses. The patient underwent a treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes and 33 seconds, semicolon 1 minute 33 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 142, parentheses, 88% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 166 over 84 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 23572. Period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient not experiencing any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a function passing the range of 8.5 mets. The patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress with a plateau of peak stress, consistent with some blunting of blood pressure response to stress on medication. The patient had baseline borderline sinus tachycardia with a normal heart rate response to exercise, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure 118 over 78 and a heart rate of 110 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test 88% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period and experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Only at peak stress. Correction. But experienced dyspnea at peak stress. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8.5 mets. 4. The patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress, but with a plateau consistent with her history of hypertension, but with a plateau of peak stress with some blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had borderline baseline tachycardia, but with a normal heart rate response to exercise, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.